Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'isa mufreshes min akira. If this tray was separate from the kira, wasn't attached to the kira, bizman shi gavah shalosh etzba'os, so if the rim around it is three etzba'os high, mitame magal mavir, mitame both by touching and by dangling something in the airspace. P'chusa mikan, but if it's less than three etzba'os high, o shaisa chalaka, or it was just straight flat, so that meaning it's a pshute klicheres, Tahora, then it's tahor, it doesn't become tameh, because it's only meant to function with the kira, and it's too small to be considered a kira, so it's tahor. Pitpute kira, the feet attached to the bottom of the kira, shlosha, if there are three legs to the kira, shlosha etzba'os, and there are three etzba'os high, mitameh maga mavir, they become tameh, they're part of the kira, they become tameh through maga, as well as through the avir. Pachos mikan, but if they're less than three etzba'os high, kolshkein hin tameh, then they definitely become tameh as soon as the kira is tameh, they're part of the kira. Vafilin arba, and even if there are four of them, and they become tameh, even though they don't need four legs to the kira, nevertheless, they all become tameh, even though one might have said, well, one of these is extra, they're still all considered part of the kira. Mishnehen, not alechemhen, if you take one of those three legs of the kira off, so now the kira is like teetering, so metamen bimaga. The other two are metame b'maga, veina metame b'avir, but they're not metame through avir, because their tumma is only a tumma mitrabanan, since they're not really functional legs at this point. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Matar, Rabbi Shimon says they're totally tahor. We don't make a tumma mitrabanan. Also shnayim zeh keneged zeh. If you made the kira with two legs to it, but they're one directly across from the other, so it's not like three legs that are evenly dispersed and one of them is removed, right now the whole thing is teetering, so over here it's two legs, one directly opposite the other, so it's even, and therefore the kira could still be standing. Mitamin memago va'avir divrei Meir, Rabbi Shimon Mitar, says machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, hayu gvoin mishalosh etzba'os, if the legs of the kira are more than shalosh etzba'os, mishalosh lamata mitamin memago va'avir, the part of them that's from shalosh etzba'os and less, meaning the part that's within shalosh etzba'os of the bottom of the kira becomes tameh through maga and through avir. Mishalosh lemailan, the part that's further than three etzba'os away from the kira, lemailan lamata is a little bit of a funny lashon over here because it means further than three etzba'os from the bottom of the kira. Mitamei maga vein mitamei b'avir becomes tameh with maga, but does not become tameh with avir. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Shimon Mitar. Rabbi Shimon says that. That which is more than three etzba'os from the bottom of the kira are totally tahar, not even b'maga. Hayu meshuchim min asafeh, if these legs were not straight under the kira, but were a little bit away from the edge of the kira, so you have a space in between the kira and where these legs are, b'toch shalosh etzba'os mitam b'maga b'avir. The part of it that's within three etzba'os of the edge becomes tameh through maga and avir. Chutz mishalosh etzba'os, but the part that's more than three etzba'os away from the edge, mitam maga vein mitam ba'avir, mitam maga but not with avir. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Shimon Mitar, and Rabbi Shimon says that it's totally tahar. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Dalet. We had said that if you have this tray that's not attached to the kira, so if it's three etzba'os high, it's mitam maga ba'avir, less than that, or if it was flat, then it's going to be tahar. And then we said that the pitpute kira, the legs of a kira, if there are three by three, if there are three of them that are three etzba'os, they're metame maga ba'avir. But if it's less than three etzba'os, they're for sure metame because they're part of the kira. And even if there are four legs, they all become tame. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said, and what if you take away one of the three legs? So machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, whether it's mitame bimaga, and then we had a number of machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, about whether things are mitame bimaga midrabanan, such as if you made two legs that were directly one across from the other, so or if there were three etzba'os, there were more than three etzba'os high, so we said mishalosh lamatan is mitame maga ma'avir, mishalosh lamalan is mitame maga is machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Shimon, whether it's mitame bimaga and likewise, if it was if the legs were three etzvot, were off to the side, off the edge of the kira. So within three etzvot, there's no debate. But beyond three etzvot, we have vayter that machlokes by Rabbi Shimon, whether we're gozer or tumas maga midrabanan. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav.